Thank you. Jack DeJohnette's special edition, ending the first half of their concert at Symphony Hall, Birmingham, with another of Jack's compositions, Silver Hollow. Before we hear the second half, here's part of a conversation I had with Jack in October. Knowing that he's always in very great demand, I asked him about his current range of activities.
Fortunately, I've been, lucky to have the opportunity to get into very, very special and interesting situations with very, very extremely talented people, creative people. Most recent has been an involvement with Bobby McFerrin and Lyle Mays, which we... Bobby and I have sort of, we've had a sort of friendship. He and his wife and my wife and kids, sort of had a personal relationship over the years. It's been very nice. And so musically, we've sort of been in tune with each other. Bobby actually, asked me to do some things. We talked about doing some things together. And they hadn't come about, but this year the opportunity came where he was tired of doing solo concerts, and he wanted to do some concerts with some other people. And we sort of had a nice rapport, and he liked the way Lyle played, and they had done some things together too. So we did some concerts in Philadelphia and New York, which went very well. And basically, it's totally improvised.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we don't work out anything. It's just, Bobby's, he can be very organized, but he can also be very spontaneous. And I think he wanted that collective improvisational aspect. And for me, it was very good because Bobby sort of brings out the singer in everybody. I hadn't been singing that much.
So you're all three singing, are you?
No.
Just you and Bobby?
No, just Bobby and I sometimes. Bobby works with an audience, so he... he does a full-bodied communion sort of thing. And what he does is, he'll come over to me and we'll start improvising. He'll start singing and he'll put the mic in my face and I'll start doing something. And before we know it, we're either dancing on stage or...
Are you playing drums as well?
Yeah, I'm playing percussion as well. So I play percussion, some keyboards, electric. I have a little synthesizer I use sometimes. Sometimes I don't use it at all, but sometimes I do. But I have hand percussion, hand drums, bells. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. I'm interested in developing the hand drum, the percussion side, an extension of what I'm doing. And with Bobby, it's great. And Lyle, and we come up with some very nice things.
Are you playing one long continuous set then, or shorter pieces, or what?
No, it just follow the improvisation where it goes. And when it's time to move, we move. We change.
You don't stop, though? You just kind of...
Yeah, sometimes we do. Oh, and then sometimes, Bobby goes into the audience, brings people up, goes out in the audience, and sometimes we're still playing on stage. Mm-hmm. And then we did a duet concert in Newport, just he and I, because Lyle couldn't make it. That was really fantastic. That was fun. And I played some piano with him. So anything may happen.
But, Jack, you have certain things that seem to happen every year, more or less, like, for example, the Jarrett Trio.
Yeah, well, that still goes on. Nobody said, we'll play it... for this long. It's just...
There's no signs of it stopping this time of year, is
there? No, I don't think so. I think we're going to be doing some dates next year, possibly in the States, maybe Turkey, Israel. There's some dates in London,
Is there any sign of any different repertoire coming in with that group, or is it always going to play standards?
That's a good question.
Well, I'd like the answer.
I really don't know. I would like to see us move away from playing the standards so much. I'd love to see us just do more straight-ahead improvising.
Which you could do fantastically.
Which is quite capable. But I don't know. I don't know where Keith is with that. I've sort of thrown that idea out there. We've played standards every which way. And it's nice. In fact, we have another release coming out, tribute to Miles, which is called Bye Bye Blackbird, which, again, is more standards. It's tunes that were associated with Miles.
But it's a wonderful...
It's nice. It's a nice CD, It's
wow.
Nice. I don't think it's not going to be terrible. It's nice. Mm. But I think the trio is capable of doing something else, something different.
So what about your other activities then? Have you got some more composing projects or tours with other people or what?
I look forward to doing some more things with Bobby. Actually, we just, in Brazil, we did some dates there with his Voicestra, which was very nice. Voicestra. It's 11 singers that he's trained and developed.
Where? There or from America?
No, they're from America. Most of them live in California, but it's quite an interesting situation. They sing, you know, together, and then he directs them and conducts them. They all improvise and do solos.
And what was your role?
Well, I mean, I play with them.
Playing drums?
For drums, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Some with Lyle. You know, he really wanted to try and incorporate, you know, the drum set with that and some synth with it and see how that worked. And it worked out very well, actually. It was really a lot of fun. Mm. To hear all these voices. He did some of the material off of Medicine Music. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't.
If you haven't, it's a very, very wonderful, wonderful CD. Using the voice register on quite a few of the tracks. So
are you getting any time at all at home these days, then?
Yeah, I mean, when this tour is over, Lydia and I will go back and... I have a few things that I have to do. There's some recording dates, but I don't have any major touring to do. Probably until mid-February, March, when we're planning to take Special Edition out again. At which point, I intend to bring another guitar in, and let's just have one horn, so that I can. We'll be doing some of these pieces off of the Fifth World Music CD, which really is a more guitar-based, but I like to have balance of sax and the guitar. There's a lot of interest in guitar's aspect.
And of course.
You know, what I'd like to see happen with this is that it, you know, try to kind of open up the industry somewhat and open up the musical aspect of what possibilities are, you know, to do with the music, where more experimentation be taken, you know, without it being such a taboo.
Yes, know. I know. It is.
You know, I mean, there's some exciting players around, and, you know, accessible music can still be accessible, but also be thought-provoking as well. That's the idea.
Yes, it is the idea. It's a good idea. You used to be almost what seemed to me like the house drummer of ECM, really, but, I mean, are you still doing sessions for them with...
I haven't done anything. Only thing I've been doing is the trio.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean, Manfred and I have communicated. We've talked about, you know, the idea of doing some special products, which we haven't gotten, you know, he's been busy, I've been busy, we haven't gotten around to talking about it. But I'm sure we'll probably, you know, get around to doing something. Right now, I mean, I'd like to write some more music. So I'm listening to a lot of different music, and when I go and sit down and take some time in my studio and work on some things, I'll see what develops. You know, have some ideas.
Well, you're a pretty prolific composer, Jack, and most of it's beautiful.
So I don't know. I like to utilize more percussive type of things, more hand percussion, put myself in a percussive role as well as drum role, and utilize the vocal aspect of music as well, with instrumental music. So I want to investigate those things. I'm listening to a lot of music, vocal music like that. It has chants and things like that.
Right.
And a lot of so-called world music, you know, and see how they've been bridging the gap. I've been listening to some music that sort of brought the East and the West together.
Well, maybe you're going to get a whole new sort of job as a singer now.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's another dimension, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have some work to do on it. I'm really thinking about taking some lessons, some voice lessons, and honing that in.
The multi-talented Jack DeJohnette. And now, back to the concert he gave with his special edition in Symphony Hall, Birmingham, last October. They begin with yet another of Jack's compositions, Where or When?
Thank you. Thank you.